From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito's abortion views revealed in a letter from 20 years ago. First, the lead. President Bush has left Washington on an 8-day trip to Asia, his second trip to another continent in the past 2 weeks. Once again, the main themes, trade and democracy. Mr. Bush will visit Japan, China, South Korea, and the landlocked nation of Mongolia. But before he actually gets there, the president will deliver a speech later today from Elmendorf Air Force Base near Anchorage, Alaska, where he's likely to revisit some of the themes he sounded on Veterans Day last week. In a speech in Pennsylvania, the president went after critics of the war in Iraq.
While it's perfectly legitimate to criticize my decision or the conduct of the war, it is deeply irresponsible to rewrite the history of how that war began.
With us now to talk about the president's trip and what he's leaving behind in Washington is NPR Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the show. And I just have to ask, Mongolia?
I'm sure the people of Mongolia think it's long overdue, Alex. But Air Force One will be making its maiden landing in the airport at Ulaanbaatar later this week. And some of that's about trade. There are trade issues everywhere. But this particular stop on the tour is more about Iraq, because Mongolia has been part of the coalition of the willing, and a small part, to be sure, but they've sent a higher percentage of their armed forces there than any other country.
How about these bigger countries, though? What's the president hunting for on this trip, Ron?
Japan is the first stop, but Japan is not the first concern in this particular instance. Our relations with Japan are probably better right now than they've been in decades because the big trade imbalance between our economy and theirs is being eclipsed by a more troublesome imbalance with China. And Japan wants to be especially close to the U.S. right now because its own relations with China are deteriorating. Its economy, Japan's economy, is three times bigger than China's, but China's growing three times faster than Japan's economy. So that's a source of tension right there. And when there's tension between those two big giants, it affects every other relationship in Asia, with Korea caught right between them. And it's a highly sensitive time in that country's history as well.
Mr. Bush is expected to speak later today at this Air Force base in Alaska. Are we going to be hearing about trade in that speech, or is this really directed more toward the Capitol?
Some of both. I suspect the president will be trying to direct the nation's attention to his mission in Asia, but he'll also be using this moment of media access to further some of the points he made last week that you just talked about. It's paramount in importance now for the president to firm up his base of support for the war and to stop the spreading notion that the war was somehow less than legitimate. And anything he can do to stop the sag in his personal poll numbers, of course, would also be welcome. The results of the off-year elections last week in some of the states around the country was another set of bruises for the White House. So this is a president in need of a little love right now.
Well, how about back in Washington? How's Congress going to go about with its pending business?
Congress has been stuck for weeks, really, on the same handful of issues. In the Senate, they're hung up on the issues of intelligence before the war that we talked about and the treatment of detainees and prisoners in the war on terror. In the House, it's budget cuts to pay for Hurricane Katrina and tax cuts to stimulate more growth in the economy. Both the chambers had hoped to put these issues behind them last week or even earlier, but neither has succeeded so far.
Well, maybe he'd be just as happy to be away from Washington this week.
Well, not if he's hoping to nudge some of these issues home from his point of view, but right now all of these matters before Congress are substantially outside presidential control.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. For more of his political analysis, read the column Watching Washington. It runs on Mondays at our website, npr.org. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.